الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، dear brothers and sisters, this evening I have to speak about the first part of كلمة الشهادة، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. And inshallah, in another sitting, more discussion will be made about the second part, محمد رسول الله. So one must not assume, as it happened once in a certain country at a certain time, that I spoke about La ilaha illallah. So some people started saying that this person does not believe in Muhammad Rasulullah. So he did not speak about that aspect. That is wrong. Now this is the time for La ilaha illallah, and inshallah Muhammad Rasulullah is going to be discussed later. This is such an important belief that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given. A dua is supplication on the day of Arafat. On the day of Arafat, those people who went for Hajj, they must have known this dua. And he said, أَفْضَلُ مَا قُلْتُ عَنَا وَالنَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ قَبْلِي. What is that? The same. شهادت لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. And that is the very same thing about which our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, الإيمان بضع وستون شعبة أو سبعون شعبة أفضلها لا إله إلا الله. Iman has more than 60 or 70 branches. The best among them is لا إله إلا الله. So it means that we should try to understand what does La ilaha illallah means. First of all, the meaning itself. When you translate it in Arabic, not in English, in Arabic, you will say La ilaha illallah, La ma'buda illallah, La ma'buda illallah. There is none to be worshipped except Allah. Use the word ma'bud. Why? Because some people would come to you and say, no, it means La mawjuda illallah. There is no one existent except Allah. This is the meaning, or this is the expression which is given by Sufia. We give proper reverence to Sufia, those Sufi people who got the right meaning of La ilaha illallah. But those who got the wrong meaning of La ilaha illallah, we have to explain what is wrong with them. When they say La wujuda illallah, there is no being except Allah in this universe. So what does they mean? What do they mean by that? If they mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the real being, and there are so many other beings which are created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then of course nobody is going to argue about that. But they say, no, actually there is none in this universe except Allah. And there is no other creation at all, or there is no wujud at all. What does it imply? It implies that even if you worship a stone, even if you worship a tree, even if you worship a baboon, that is still the worship of Allah. And one Sufi was so extreme in that, he said so. وَمَا الْكَلْبُ وَالْخِنْزِيرُ إِلَّا إِلَهَنَا وَمَا اللَّهُ إِلَّا فِي الْكَنِيسَةِ يُعْبَدُ. The dog and the pig is nothing but our God. And the one who is being worshipped in the church is our God as well. Why? Because they say that everything in this kainat or in this universe is God. You see, when they translate it in a wrong way, where it does it lead? Some other people, they said, all right, not all the beings are God, but there are some beings which are the incarnation of God. Like Jesus Christ with Christian people, like Gautam Buddha or Buddha among the Buddhists, like Krishna among the Hindus. They say that they are the incarnation of God, so you have to worship them, and when you worship them, you are really worshipping Allah. And then some Sufis in India, they try to compromise. The first belief is known as Wahdatul Wujud. the unity of the being, that there is none in this universe except God. That is called Wahdatul Wujud. Those people who wanted to compromise with that belief, they said, they brought another term, that is Wahdatul Shuhud. Wahdatul Shuhud, the unity of witnessing, or the unity of testimony, which means that all the phenomena of the nature is just a manifestation, a reflection of God. They are not God by themselves, but they are the reflection of God. They say they are just like shades. Shade got no real existence. It is just a shade. So we are shades. And we are the shades of Allah. This is what they have said about Wahdatul Shuhud. We are not shades. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. So, let us understand very clearly that the meaning of La ilaha illallah is La ma'buda illallah. Is to say La ilaha illallah very simple? If it was very simple, then why the Arabian people, the people of Arabia who were very clever, very intelligent, why did not they accept this La ilaha illallah? They could have easily said to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all right, we can accept your God as well. They did not accept Allah as the sole creator, the sole God, the sole one to be worshipped, because of one reason, because they have to leave all their gods, semi-gods, demi-gods, pygmy-gods, they have to leave all of them. So this is why they did not accept the saying of La ilaha illallah. And they very clearly said that we believe in your God, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we also believe in these small idols, these gods. Why? وَمَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. Because these gods are our intercessors to Allah. We can't reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without their intercession. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not accept that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not accept that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need any intercession. Udu'uni astajib lakum. You call to me, you supplicate to me, and I am going to respond to you. Wa idha sa'alaka ibadi anni fa inni qareebun ujibu da'wata ad-da'i idha da'ani falyastajibu li wal yu'minu bi la'allahum yarshudun. If they ask you about me, tell them that I am very near to them. So the Arabian people, they knew that if they have to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have to leave all their gods. They can't do anything with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They can't intercede to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was not the only shirk they were doing. If we want to understand tawheed, we have to understand its opposite, shirk. What was the shirk prevalent in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They got jinn as shariq as well. وَجْجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ الْجِنِّ وَخَلَقَهُمْ. They have created jinnis as shariq, partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How could they be the partner with Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them? How a creature can be like the creator? So, that was one of their shirk. And there was that shirk which is also known as shirk of atheist, ad-dahriya. Those who say, إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهْرِ. What is this life? We are born and we die one day. Only the passage of the time is going to perish us. Because of the time factor, as if they were saying that we are just like trees. A tree grows, it turns into a very strong tree, and after so many years, it falls down. In the very same way, they said that people on the stage of this world, they come one after the other, and then they disappear. They are just like, they disappear, why? Because of the time factor, because of ad-dahr. This is why they said, it is said that they are dahriya. And in a hadith of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَا تَصُبُّ الدَّحَرْ فَإِنِّي عَنَ الدَّحَرْ. Don't abuse or don't give bad names to the time, because I am the time. And here it means أَنَا خَالِقُ الدَّحَرْ, I am the creator of the time. Because when you remember the time with bad names, you are actually remembering Allah with bad names, because He is the one who created the time. Many people say, oh, this is our time is very bad times. Huh? If we were born in the times of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was very good for us. Who knows? If you were born in the times of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we may be the first people to run away from jihad. Huh? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us to be born in 20th century. That is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has done da'wah with all those hardships in those times. And we got these nice halls and nice surroundings and the swimming pool. This is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wanted us to be born here in this century. So anyhow, what I was saying, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala negated this saying. When you read Quran, you find out that the decline of the nations is not related to the times. It is related to the decisions made by Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made some principles. If you follow those principles, you will prosper in the land. But if you go against those principles or sunnah, then there would be your decline and fall. And what are these principles? You prosper as long as you got morality with you. You got a very good character with you. And once you turn away from those characters and you turn away from the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then comes your decline. This is why the story of Aad and Samud people is given in the Quran. The story of the people of Nuh. All those people who were destroyed by Allah, they were destroyed by the times? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted them to be destroyed. This is why someone destroyed by being drowned, some with the storms, some with lightning, some with sinking in the land. That was the shirk of the Arabian people. Another type of shirk was to worship the phenomena of the nature, especially the stars, sun and the moon. The Muslims believe that we got rain because of certain star. They used to believe that the man is affected by the movement of the stars. And this worship of the star was so common among the people of the whole world that till now we inherit these signs of star worship. As you know, what are your weekdays? What are your weekdays? Sunday and Monday? Huh? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? Actually, they are all related to these stars. Sunday for sun and Monday for moon and Tuesday for Mars and then Mercury and then Jupiter and then Saturn. They were all star worshipping. Because in Greek mythology they have known that these gods, all these gods which are created out of the stars' names, they were disputing with each other. They are just like warring tribes. So to please them they said, all right, each star with one day. Mr. Sun, for you is Sunday. Mr. Moon, for you is Monday. And in the same way, Tuesday for Mars, and Mercury for Friday, and Jupiter for Thursday, and Saturn for Saturday. They were all star worship. And when the star worship came to England, to English language, they got their own gods, local gods. So this is why they have changed these names. According to their local gods, for Tuesday goes back to an idol known as Twi, Wednesday to Woden, Thursday to Thor, Friday to Frigg, and Saturday of course to Saturn. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has very clearly said, ولا تسجدوا للشمس ولا للقمر لا تسجدوا للشمس ولا للقمر واسجدوا لله الذي خلقهن. Don't prostrate to the sun or the moon, but prostrate to the one who created them. And we take that lesson from the prayer of eclipse. The sun got eclipsed in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the very same day his son Ibrahim died. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam hurried up to the prayer of eclipse, Salatul Kusuf. Salatul Kusuf, which is negating the greatness of the phenomena of the nature. Sun has got eclipse. It can't even save itself from that eclipse. So this is why we come to the prayer to say or to prove that we worship Allah who created the sun. His own son Ibrahim died, and some people may have thought that because of the death of the son of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this planet sun got eclipsed. So there is an association between two of them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after the prayer, said very clearly, "Inna ash-shamsa wal qamara ayatan min ayati Allahi la tankasifani li mawti ahadin aw hayatih." Sun and moon are two signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't have eclipse because of the death of a person or the life of a person. So there is no relation between the death of Ibrahim and the eclipse of the sun. Greatness, negation of the greatness of the man, negation of the greatness of the phenomena of nature. Now this star worship is also found among the Christians, because the Christians, the early Christians, they believed that the sun rotates around the earth. They said, how could be the earth a satellite of the sun when the earth was an abode for their God, Jesus Christ? So they said, earth is stationary and the sun is rotating around. The sun is rotating around it. And that was the idea which was propounded by Ptolemy. And then another figure which is very, very famous, that is Aristarchus. He rejected it, but the Christian people rejected the theory of Aristarchus and have taken the theory of Ptolemy. And later, Galileo supported the theory of the rotation of earth around the sun. And these people, they tried to kill him, imprison him and to kill him. Why? Because of this theory. And now in our times, in 250 years after Galileo, in our times the Roman Catholic head, the Pope, had absolved Galileo from that sin. Now they are saying, yes, he was right. Let us take the shirk of Ahlul Kitab. And as Brother Ali Tamimi has already elaborated upon this subject, that they have declared their monks and rabbis, وَاتَّخَذُوا أَحْبَارَهُمْ وَرُحْبَانَهُمْ أَرْبَابًا مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَالْمَسِيحَ ابْنَ مَرْيَمْ. They have taken their monks and rabbis and Masih ibn Maryam as Rabb, leaving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Adi ibn Hatim said that we did not declare them gods. And Prophet said, did not they whenever legalize anything, you said it is halal? Whenever they prohibited anything, you said it is prohibited? That was declaring them as gods. So that was the shirk of Ahlul Kitab. And of course they have declared Isa alayhi salam as the son of God. Jews, they have declared Uzair or Ezra as the son of God. Why did they declare Ezra as the son of God? Because when these Jews were taken into captivity in Babylonia by Nebuchadnezzar, and he destroyed the temple and he destroyed the book, Torah, all the copies of Torah were burned. Ezra, prophet, was the one who dictated Torah once again. So this is why the Jewish people, they got a very high respect, high regard for him. And this is why he was declared a son of God by some of them, not by all of them, as we know. So if we understand this shirk of Ahl-e Kitab and the Arabian people, and again the shirk of Hindus and Buddhists, we understand that what is the real Tawheed? Tawheed is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes the center of our love and of our obedience. Ibadah also means obedience. Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying to his father, Ya abati la ta'budi shaitan. Oh my father, don't worship shaitan, don't worship Satan. He was not worshipping Satan, there was no idol called Satan. No, it means that you are obeying his commandments. So when you obey someone else, leaving the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is worshipping him. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلَّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ. We have sent among each ummah a messenger. And what is the commandment? Obey Allah and keep away from taghut. And as Brother Ali has explained, taghut is kullu ma ubida bin dunillah. Everything which is declared as God, leaving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aside, is taghut. Yani anything which you love so much that you don't care for your prayer, for your zakat, for all the commandments of Sharia, that has become your God. It may be soccer sometime, huh? It may be soccer sometime. It becomes God. A woman who wrote a book about America, and she said about American people that for 6 days they worship a God called dollar. Dollar God. They worship money, they worship dollar for 6 days. On 7th day they go to the church and they worship Jesus Christ. And alhamdulillah, in Britain all 7 days they worship pound. A new God is coming from Europe. What is the name of the new God? This echo? The new currency, huh? The new currency. This echo God is coming and it is going to replace dollar and pound. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, Ta'isa abdu dinar, ta'isa abdu dirham, ta'isa abdu khamila, ta'isa abdu khamisa, ta'isa wan tukisa, idha shika falam tukisha. Woe to the slave of dinar, woe to the slave of dirham, pound and dollar. Woe to the slave of dresses, always about dresses, new fashions. Woe to that person, because Khamisa and Khamila are the names of two dresses. Kaisa van Tukesa. Woe to him and let him fall down on his head. Vaira Shika falan Tukesa. And if he got a thorn, there should be nobody to take it out. That is a dua from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it means that dinar and dirham becomes God sometime. When to acquire them, you do all the evil acts. You don't care for halal and haram. Because when money becomes your God, you don't think whether it is coming from halal sources or from haram sources. By hook or by crook, it should come to your pocket. Anyhow. So, in the same way, sometimes the lust and desires become your God. أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ. Did you see the person who declared his lust as his God? And that is true. If it was true at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is very true nowadays. Now the sex are jinns, lust and desire. They are the supreme God. And with that God, all the different manufacturers and different industries are flourishing. And if you take away that God, nothing is left with these people at all. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is why he said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون حواه تبعا لما جئت به. Nobody is going to be a true believer until his desires becomes under my commandments, or he follows my commandments, not his own desires. So this shirk is so much abhorrent, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has declared a mushrik, he has declared him or mentioned him with the adulterous person. الزاني لا ينكه إلا زانية أو مشركة والزانية لا ينكهها إلا زان أو مشرك وحرم ذلك على المؤمنين. The adulterous person, this person does not marry except an adulterous woman or a mushrik woman. And a mushrik woman, nobody can marry her except an adulteress like her or a mushrik like her. So it means that zani, adulteress and mushrik, they are put together. Why? Who is an adulterous woman? Who is not satisfied from one man? So she is going to so many others. In the same way is the mushrik. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him everything. But in spite of this fact, he keeps on supplicating to others to ask more and more from them. It is just like a beggar. What do you think about this beggar who got everything from one door? Why should he go to other doors? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there to give you everything, why do you knock doors of other people? To understand Tawheed then, La ilaha illallah, let us take the famous three classification of Tawheed. Tawheed al-Rububiyya, Tawheed al-Uluhiyya, Tawheed al-Zat wal-Asma'i wa-Sifat. Tawheed al-Rububiyya, that the Creator is one, Al-Khaliq, Al-Murabbi, Al-Raziq, the one who gives sustenance, he is the one, he is Allah. And as I said earlier, the Arabs in the times of the Prophet ﷺ, they believed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rabb. They did not contest it. What they actually contested is Tawheed al-Uluhiyya. He is Rabb. But he does not deserve all our worships. No, there are some others who are going to be partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our worship. So when we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who deserves our worship, all forms of worship, that is Tawheed al-Uluhiyya. The Arab peoples, they used to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. If you ask them who created the heaven and the earth, they would say Allah. قُلْ لِمَنِ الْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهَا. Ask them, to whom belongs the earth and whatever is in it? And they would say that it belongs to Allah. And sometimes what happens to them that when they are in ease, they used to worship all their idols. When they are in difficulty, then they come back to worship Allah alone. That was the reason why Ikrimah, the son of Abu Jahl, became Muslim. You know that at the conquest of Makkah, he fled away from Makkah. He said, because Prophet ﷺ has announced a prize at his neck. So he fled away from Makkah and then he took the first boat leaving Arabian Peninsula, taking shelter somewhere else. Now what happened? A storm hit the boat. And Ikrimah discovered that the people, and they were Arabs in the boat, who used to worship so many idols, when they were in that stormy weather, when they saw that they are going to be drowned at the verge of the death, they started saying, Allah, 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 help us. He said, this is the very same thing which Prophet is saying, that leave all these idols and come back to Allah. So, he came back, the boat, of course, because of the storm, it has to come back. He came back, and of course, because of the storm, it has to come back. He came back, and the first thing he has done, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he became Muslim. And this is what Quran has placed as an argument. هُوَ الَّذِي يُسَيِّرُكُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ حَتَّى إِذَا كُنْتُمْ فِي الْفُلْكِ وَجَرَيْنَ بِهِمْ بِرِيحٍ طَيِّبَةٍ
وَفَرِحُوا بِهَا جَاءَتْ رِيحٌ عَاصِفٌ وَجَاءَهُمُ الْمَوْجُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ أُحِيطَ بِهِمْ دَعَوُا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ لَئِنْ أَنْجَيْتَنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ فلما أنجاهم إذا هم يبغون في الأرض بغير الحق يا أيها الناس إنما بغيكم على أنفسكم متاع الحياة الدنيا ثم إلينا مرجعكم فننبئكم بما كنتم تعملون.
With a favorable wind, people are very pleased in the boat, chatting with each other. At once a storm hit that boat. وَجَاهُمُ الْمَوْجُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانِ. And the waves are coming from each corner to let this boat drown. And they thought that they are going to die. And when they realized this, they started saying, O Allah, لَئِنْ أَنْجَيْتَنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. O Allah, if you save us today, we would be the first person to become very thankful to you. We will thank you. And Allah SWT said, all right, they are asking one more opportunity, give them that opportunity. Allah SWT liberated them, saved them. And when they came to the land, إِذَا هُمْ يَبْغُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. They started doing the same thing once again, invoking the names of other than Allah. It is just like the example of that person who wanted to climb a palm tree. You know, the palm tree is very straight, huh? So, he ascended to the top to pick some dates. But when he wanted to come down and he saw the land under him, he became frightened. Oh, if I fall down, what would happen to me? He said, Oh Allah, if I come safe and sound on the land, I will give a sacrifice of a camel. And then he started descending, slowly by slowly. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped him. He came halfway, he said, Oh, camel is a good thing. Oh Allah, if I come safe and sound, I will give you the sacrifice of a cow. Then he came down. And then he came down to the quarter of that tree. And say, even cow is very expensive, huh? Very expensive. I will give the sacrifice of a goat. He came down further. And he said, goat. A cock is enough, huh? A cock is enough. So that person, this is the specimen of the human beings. When they are in difficulty, they say, Allah, oh Allah, help us. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove that difficulty, they forget. They forget Allah, they forget His favors. I was just reading about Eisenhower, the president, once the president of this country in the Second World War. And that article said that when they were invading Normandy in France against the Germans, the whole nation was supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Oh Allah, help us. All the operas, all the dancing halls were closed. The soldiers, the people in this country, they were all in the churches saying to Allah, Oh Allah, help us. And when they have won the war, you know what they have done and what they are doing. It is not a secret. That is the nature of the man. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained it very clearly. He is Rabb and He is Ilah. And you have to direct all the forms of worship towards Him. What are the forms of worship? Just prayer? Prayer and all the different movements of the prayer are only directed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you stand in this way of humiliation to Allah, like this, Allahu Akbar, this type of standing is only for Allah. You can't stand it in front of a king. When you bow down, ruku', that ruku' is only for Allah, you can't bow down for a human being. Sujood, you can't prostrate to someone else other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if a sajda, a prostration was allowed for other than Allah, I would have said to the woman to prostrate to her husband. But it is not allowed. And again, the forms of worship like dua, when you raise your hand for dua, this is for Allah. This is only a haq for Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbana, Allahumma, you direct it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. You will find most of the people who believe in Allah, you will find most of them, they are mushrik. And I say that this ayah is about the Muslims, because most of them, of course, they believe in Allah, but they do shirk. How do they do shirk? You know. They stand up, they raise their hand, they say, "Oh, Abdul Qadir Jilani, help us." And in the Gulf War, Abdul Qadir Jilani was in Baghdad. He did not help them. He did not help Baghdad. It was bombarded by the Americans, but he did not help them at all. In Egypt, they got they got Badawi. In Yemen, they got Idrus. So many saints whose names are invoked by the Muslims, and then they say, "Oh, we are Muslims. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thank you American people. There is no saint here. There is no saint here now." Allah knows better about the future. If someone, a good person dies, then the people will declare him as another god. And then, supplications, the prayer, the sacrifice. When you sacrifice an animal, what do you say? Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, in the name of Allah, and Allah is the greatest. Why a meat is haram when Allah's name is not invoked? Simple thing. It seems to be a simple thing, but it is not a simple thing. You are actually killing, you are actually murdering an animal. You are killing it for your food. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "All right, you can't kill the animal except when you declare my authority. When you say Bismillah, with the authority of Allah I'm going to kill it, then you can shed the blood. But if you don't take that authority, if you don't mention that authority, or you mention the authority of someone else who did not give life to that animal, then it becomes haram. It is totally haram. Anyhow, if a Muslim butcher forgets saying the name of Allah at the time of slaughtering, forgive him, pardon him. That is halal. But it does not mean that you commercialize it and then you don't take the name of Allah altogether. No, this type of zabiha which is being done mostly by the Christians, this becomes haram because they don't take the name of Allah intentionally. And then other forms of worship is just like vows. When you take a vow, you should take it in the name of Allah. And once you swear, you have to swear in the name of Allah. And then you have to fulfill that swear. Because when you take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is something very great. You can't turn your back to it. If you turn your back to your swearing, then you have to give kafara. Feed 10 miskin people or fast for 3 days. That is the expiation for the wrong work you have done. Again, al-isti'anah, iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'een. We seek only your help. Istighasa, to invoke the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for asking help only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And especially in those matters in which no human being can extend any help to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anyhow, He asked us to help each other with ta'awun wa al-birr wa taqwa. On the matters of birr and taqwa, you can help each other. You can help each other. That is allowed. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "Ista'inu ala hawa'idikum bil kitman." If you got any necessity, anything, any need, you can ask your brother in secret, "Fulfill my need." Asking money, asking loan, that is allowed because these things are in the limits of the human beings. But the things which are not in the limits of the human beings, you can't ask these things from them. A man has married, he wants a child. Who can give him child? Allah. This is why he has to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him children. His child is ill. Who can recover him? You can go to the doctor just to use whatever medicine he knows. But after applying that medicine, you extend your hands to Allah. "Oh Allah, recover my child." That is the real al-istighasa, asking help and ghaus from Allah. And what a great thing, or a pity that people have declared someone Al-Ghawth Al-Azam, the greatest one to help. And who is that? Abdul Qadir Jilani. They have given him the title of Al-Ghawth Al-Azam, the greatest one to help. If it is not shirk, then what is shirk? A Christian would say to you, Allah, like we take the name of Jesus Lord. Oh, Jesus, help us. And you say, Abdul Qadir Jilani, help us. What is the difference between the two? No difference at all. If he is a mushrik, then you are a mushrik as well, if you do the same thing. And then, again I said that standing in reverence for someone is a form of worship. And this is why even the Prophet ﷺ has said that, لَا تَقُومُ لِي كَمَا يَقُومُ الْعَاجِمُ لِمُلُوكِهِمْ. Don't stand for me as the non-Arab people stand for their kings. What about standing at the time of the singing of the national anthem? Saluting to the flag, to the national flag. Many things have crept in our society, stealthily. And they are the signs of shirk. And another thing which is solely associated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is at-tashri'. Legislate. Legislation is the haqq of Allah. It is not the haqq of Congress here or the Westminster Parliament in Britain. But these people, they have declared their parliaments as their gods. They can legalize the wine, they can legalize the homosexuality, they can legalize so many other private things. But they got no right to legalize them as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited them. These are the few examples of the worship. But in your own nafs, as far as your iman is concerned, there are few other things. Alhamdulillah, they were touched by our brother Ali Tamimi, like fearing, khashiya, tawakkul, dependence, ar-raja, hope, ar-raghba. All these characters a believer must have, and he should direct them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to someone else. The believer fears Allah only. He does not fear any other person. And he should be so courageous, so brave to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He must not think that his sustenance, his job is in the hand of his boss. No. So in brief, there is this Tawheed al-Rububiyyah which is not complete until you got Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who deserves our worships. And the third one is Tawheed al-Zati wa sifat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. Huwa Allahu al-Wahid. And He is Wahid. Wahid and ahad. What is the difference between Wahid and ahad? Wahid, that is one. There is no one similar to Him. There is no number two, number three, number four. He is the only one. And ahad means that He can't be divided into parts. That is the negation of the belief of the Christians, that to them God is one, but He got three uknum. One uknum is the Father, the second is the Son, and the third is Ruhul Qudus, the Holy Ghost. That is the negation of that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. He has given His attributes, that is a sifat. He is Raziq, He is Khaliq, He is Qadir, He is Alim, He is Sami', He listens, He knows, He gives rizq, He forgives. All those attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are known as His names. وَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Him belongs all the good names. So, as a Muslim, as a believer, we have to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. He got all these attributes with one condition. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Nothing is similar to Him. And He listens and He sees. Because you find us, we human beings, we see and we listen as well. But there is hell of difference between our sight and the sight of Allah, between our hearing and the hearing of Allah. So, the best way to express our belief is that we believe in all what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has attributed to Himself. But we don't say how, we don't raise this question, how it happens, how He listens, how He sees. Leave how and your iman is all right. Some people say, oh, some of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not understandable. We have to make some ta'wil, some explanation of that. For example, Ar-Rahman ala al-Arsh istawa. He is Rahman who became mustawi upon the throne. We say, oh, this istawa does not mean to come on the throne. Because if we say that, it means that we declare him just like a human being, like a king. So let us declare it, or let us translate it into a different way. That istawa here means to become a ruler, istawla, to become a ruler. That is not the way of Salaf. The way of Salaf is that any word which is known in the Arabic language, we are not going to take that meaning away from that word. Istawa is known. Something is placed on something else.